Okay, I had a little pause with my audio, but I am back. Okay, my name is Irvin Rue of IrvinRue.com. Let's go ahead and get started. On a mat, we're going to go ahead and get started with some Pilates exercises and doing a quick routine to help strengthen our abdominals and give us a quick warm-up. This will help relieve some lower back pain. Let's go ahead and bring our legs into our chest as we're flat onto our back, onto a mat. Let's go ahead and move these legs in circles and loosen up that low back as you relax and breathe. Big circles with your legs at least 10 times as you continue. So I'm up around 5 or 6. Big circles with those legs or 7, 8, 9, and 10. Let's go ahead and change the direction with the legs. We have 1 and 2. Relax as you breathe. There's 3, 4. 5. This helps massage the lower back. Here's 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now let's alternate our legs. This is where we keep our left leg into our chest, hold on to the knee with both hands, lift your right leg up or out to a 45 degree angle. You're welcome to lift your shoulders and your head up if you'd like to. And looking up to the sky or the ceiling, let's bring that left leg in. Two good pulses as we exhale. Then we inhale in between, we exhale switch. Right leg in, left leg away. So here's, there's 2. Inhale, exhale, we switch. Here's 3. Contract your abdominals as you keep your low back pressed to the mat. Inhale, we switch. Exhale, here's 4. Switch, here's 5. 6, point through those feet. 7. 8. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, one more, here's 20. Great, rest your shoulders and your head onto the mat. Okay, so let's keep our hands on the ground next to our hips. If you need to move your head side to side to help stretch out your neck muscles, go ahead and do that for a moment. And keep your hands on the ground next to your hips so your back can stay pressed into the ground. We're going right into a double leg lift. Great for the lower abdominals, and keep your legs tied together as if there's a rope around your knees and your ankles. As we inhale through the nose, we exhale, bring knees in, lift legs up and hips up into the air. Bend at the knees and touch your toes as you inhale, lower your legs. Exhale, we lift, exploding up. Inhale, we lower. Exhale, we lift. Inhale, we lower. Exhale, we lift. Inhale, we lower. Good, right back up again. Here's 4, we lift, and then we lower. Here's 5. Inhale, we bring it down. And 6, if you'd like to go down with the legs straight, lift your shoulders and your head up. Legs are about 45 degree angle or 2 feet, 3 feet off the ground. And we lift as we exhale, inhale, we lower. Good job, there's 7. And we lift as we exhale up. And here's 8. And 9. And 10. And 11. And 12. Bringing it down with control. Here's 13. And 14. One more time, and 15. Bringing it down, place your feet onto the ground as you relax with your breath. Okay, so our next move we'll go into will be a crisscross opposite elbow to knee. So this is where you can place your hands behind your head. Elbows are out wide the whole time, and you're gonna lift your legs up to either table position or extend them out straight. You go out, lay straight, lower your legs a little more, but keep that low back always connected to the mat for neutral spine. We're going to bring, as we inhale, contract the abdominals, and we're going to bring the right elbow or shoulder toward that left knee with a pause up at the top, and inhale, we come back. But keep those elbows out wide, and inhale, we come up and turn left elbow or shoulder toward that right knee for 2, and inhale, we go back. Here's 3, and back. And 4, and back. Here's 5, and back. Good job. Here's 6, big squeeze in the core. Here's 7, and back. 8, bringing it back with control. Here's 9, and back. Here's 10, 11, 12, 13. Nice turn of the torso to the left side. Inhale, come back. There's 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. Last one.
Here's 20.
And we're going to rest, placing our feet onto the mat, resting your shoulders and your head, and relax with your breath, inhaling and exhaling. Okay, so we're going to go right into a single leg lift. But what we're going to do with that single leg lift is we're going to keep our hands next to our hips. And we're going to lift our legs up to a table position. So left knee is fixed over your hip, left shin parallel to the ground. You should be able to see your toes over that left knee. Take the right leg out and straighten it and rest the heel under the ground as you point your foot. Contract the abdominals as you inhale. We're going to exhale, lift that right leg up. Inhale, we're going to lower it down. Exhale, we lift that right leg up. Keep that left leg stationary. Inhale, we lower the right leg down. Back up for three and bring it down with control. Here's four. Bring it down with control. Good job. Here's five. Bring it down. Six. And bring that down. Here's seven. Down with control. Good. Here's eight. Right back down. Here's nine. And our last one, here's 10. Very good. Place both feet onto the ground as you relax with your breath. Use each breath to help bring down your heart rate. Okay, we're going to mirror the image now. That right knee is up and knee over the hip. Toes visible over that right knee. Take your left leg out and straighten it. Resting that heel onto the ground as you point that foot. We inhale. Let's begin the lift with the left leg as we exhale. Inhale, we lower the leg. Exhale through the mouth, we lift. Inhale through the nose as we bring it down. Good, right back up for three. And we lower. Here's four. Bringing it down. Five. Bring that down. And six, we lift. Inhale, we lower. Good job. Here's seven. Bring it down with control. Here's eight. Inhale down. Nine. Inhale down. Last repetition. We exhale, lift. Inhale, we lower. Place both feet onto the ground. Relaxing as you breathe. Okay, so now we're going to go into our alternating legs with straight alternating legs. Similar to the bent leg, but this is our straight legs. Think of two giant paintbrushes sticking out of your hips, okay, or pencils. Okay, let's take the right leg away from us, keeping the feet pointed away and leg straight. Place your hands behind your left leg or left knee and lift that leg up high. Your shoulders and your head can rest. Now it's optional to bring your shoulders and your head up, but you're still looking up to the ceiling. Now your hands, if you can go higher with your hands, but keep your legs straight the whole time as we alternate the legs, you can do that too. Let's begin as we inhale. Contract those abdominals. Exhale, bring the left leg back. Right leg lowering about a foot off the ground. Low back is always connected to the mat. Inhale, we switch. Right leg comes back. Left leg lowers. Here's two. Two good pulls. You bring back the leg. Inhale, we exhale. Good. Inhale, exhale. Right leg comes back. Left leg lowers. Good job. There's three. Inhale, we exhale. Here's four. And five. And six. And seven. Good. Bring back that left leg as you lower the right for eight. Two good pulses. Bring it back. Keep that stretch in the hamstring going. Here's nine. And ten. Good job. You're halfway. If you need to rest your shoulders and your head, you can. Draw that navel to the spine. We switch. Here's 11. And 12. 13. 14. 15. 16. 17. 18. 19. And last one, 20. Great job. Relaxing with your breath as you place your feet onto the ground and your shoulders and your head. You move your head to the right and to the left, relaxing with each breath. Feel those muscles relax and let go. Okay, let's slow our head down. Now let's go ahead and bring our knees into our chest. We're going to roll like a ball front to back with our hands behind our legs, shoulders and our head up. Let's begin to kick up to the back of the room as we kick down now to come up. Okay, let's begin it with the breath. Let's go ahead and roll round our back. We inhale, exhale, go back, inhale, come up. Exhale, we go back, inhale to come up. Kick down hard to come up for momentum. Inhale, we go back. I'm sorry, exhale, we go back, inhale, we come up. Let's go ahead and go back and come up. Exhale, inhale. The round, the more round you have your spine, the easier this becomes. We lift and lower. Two more times, kick those legs back, and we come up. Now our last one, let's go ahead and kick the leg back and come up. Great, great, sitting up nice and tall. Let's stretch out the back of our legs before we begin your workout, whatever it is going to be, whatever it will be. Okay, let's go ahead and reach up high with the arms and fold forward and lean over our legs. Keep them straight. Very good. Continuing to breathe in and out. Okay, let's go ahead and roll up. Well, very good. I hope that was a great little warm-up for you to help prepare you for whatever workout you have in store. Be sure that you stretch and slow it down with some yoga after your workout. And I'll be doing another audio here real soon, probably within a couple hours. And I hope that you could follow that audio as well. Let me know how this goes. I'd love to hear your comments and your feedback. And let me know what other exercises that we could go over. Talk to you soon. Good luck and have a great workout. This is Irvin Roof, irvinroof.com. Have a great day and keep the body moving, get fit, and get active.